Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. I'm excited to be here tonight, ready to have a killer show. We are going to have teams calling in. We've got an exciting venue coming up just here in a couple of weeks. The Tupelo Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. We've got the event organizers and planners coming on board here just shortly to talk about this. I'm excited. Paul County Cookers will be there in the house with 97 other teams. Let me tell you, it's going to be a great event. The place to be will be Tupelo, Mississippi. Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. I'm telling you, I'm ready. I'm fired up. We've had a big, big week as far as barbecue has been going on. I'm telling you, we had the first annual TBA shotgun rib shootout this past weekend here in McKenzie, Tennessee. The snow came in, the flurries, it snowed Friday, Saturday. The teams came in, we lit the fires, we let the smoke roll. We had a big time, can't wait to talk some more about that. But before we get any further, I do want to thank everybody that listens in, that calls in from week to week, that's made this show really stand out. We've got a lot of dedicated people out there that love to talk barbecue. That's what this show is all about, is about you and the barbecue, that is for sure. And we talk it, we live it, we breathe it, we eat it. I'm telling you, anything barbecue is what it is right here on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. We do want to thank our sponsors. Number one, we want to thank Daryl Mast, the Barbecue Superstars. Without Big D, I wouldn't have a show. I sure appreciate the opportunity he's given me to have this show. It just means a lot to me. I mean, I really enjoy doing it. It's just, words cannot describe how much I do enjoy doing the show. I meet tons of people. I mean, we talk from pitmasters from Texas to Colorado to Missouri, to Tennessee, to Mississippi, to Alabama. We have them all on here. They're all barbecue superstars. That's what this show is about, you and the Q, baby, and that's what we talk about. Barbecue Superstars has an awesome website. They have just recently come on board with Barbecue Superstars Television. It is dynamite. It is jam-packed full. Big D has got live feeds going on all the time. He is covering the main events. He is covering National Barbecue Association. He's covering SBA. He's covering everything. He is covering South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee. Wherever there's a barbecue competition, he goes. He turns her on. He's live and in charge with his new Barbecue Superstars Television. Definitely want to go to barbecuesuperstars.com. Register. It's inexpensive. It breaks down 21 cents a day. I mean, it's very economical. I mean, especially for what you're getting, it is a dynamite package. I do recommend you to go check it out. Send him an email. get on there, contact him, register online, just to sign up. It's what it's all about, barbecue, promoting barbecue, talking about barbecue, because without him, we would be missing out. He has just a media, barbecue media man, let me tell you. He has got every aspect going on with the barbecue world. He has got a website, dynamite, jam-packed full. He has hundreds and hundreds of YouTube videos, how-to videos on YouTube. It's just an awesome, awesome site. Go check it out. If you check it out once, you'll go back to it time and time and time again. You can spend as many hours as you want to on it. He has a shop zone there that is full of anything that you need or want. It's there. Check it out, barbecuesuperstars.com. I'd like to thank my sponsors, Blues Hawk Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold. He takes care of me. I sure appreciate him. We are dear, dear friends. He's just like a brother to me. We cook together. We drink a little bit together. We eat together, I'm telling you. But I do want to thank Bill Arnold for being a sponsor, Blues Hawk Barbecue Sauce. We'd like to also thank Maverick Industries. Maverick has any type of barbecue accessory that you would like to have. They've got an awesome instant read thermometer probe. It's the barbecue probe that is just dynamite. I mean, it's got a large LED readout. You can see it at night. It's backlit. It's just, I used it this past weekend again. It's just, you can't beat it. It's instant read. The barbecue PT-100, it's an awesome piece. Check it out. Maverick Industries, maverickhousewares.com. Just check them out. Go and look at everything there on that website. I guarantee you'll find something you'd like to have. Also, another sponsor, Meat Rake. Meat Rake has an awesome little product. I broke a shoulder apart in about 2 minutes with that Meat Rake this past weekend. Go to meatrake.com. I guarantee you, once you check that out and get you a set of those, the only thing wrong with one set is you'll want another set. So check out Meat Rake. Guarantee you'll like what you see. I also want to introduce and thank our new sponsor, the very, very, it's just an awesome little piece. I got to use one not long ago, and it is just a dynamite little piece. It is a, what I'm trying to say, it is something special. I don't know if I want to put that out yet or not. I think I'm going to hold off and let you wait. You can send me a message, and I might tell you about it just here in a little while. And I guarantee you're going to like it. So I'm going to hold off and leave you in a little suspense. We're also starting a new column here on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. We want to start a used and approved buy. We're going to do a test run with it. We have rub sauces available. They're coming in. I have teams sending me rub sauces. We will start reviewing a rub and sauce each week. That's coming soon. Hopefully, when comps start rolling, everybody starts getting out, they start cooking. We're going to have some dynamite rubs and sauces come in, some new flavor flavor profiles coming in also. I just can't wait for that. I'm getting a little tongue-tied tonight. I don't know. I guess I'm just so excited, I don't know what to do. I just can't wait to get the show rolling. We're going to have a dynamite show. We've already got callers in queue. They're waiting, and I'm going to start taking them just here in a few minutes. Give me just a few more minutes, guys, and we'll get this board up and running, and I guarantee you we'll have a good time. Okay, let's start with the TBA. The TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association, was something that I started a little over a year ago. It has just turned into something that's dynamite, something that's really a positive force in the Tennessee area, especially all these small town USA type cooks. There's hundreds of them out there. Every weekend there's a barbecue competition. It has just exploded. There's comps every weekend the rest of the year. It's hard to get one in anymore. The only times you're going to get one in and schedule one that's not new is one during a holiday or a special occasion on a weekend that usually nobody schedules anything on. We had to put this shotgun rib shootout together. We put it together in about 3 weeks. Keith Brawner, myself, we just got out there, got on the phone, got on the computer, rallied the troops, got it together, and we had a great time this past weekend. It was a big event. We had teams coming in with OBR, Operation Barbecue Relief. We had teams out of Missouri, out of Alabama. We had several teams here in Tennessee that come and participate. We had a big time, big turnout. It was just a good show, good competition, friendly people. You just couldn't have wanted anybody any better to compete against. I mean, we just had a big, big time. Can't wait to talk about that a little later in the show. We will be taking calls from all our favorite pit masters. We'll be in the house. I'm sure we'll have some Texas callers, several teams calling in to talk it up and have a big time. But I am excited about this next event, the Tupelo Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. Me and a friend, James Brawner, a.k.a. Goob, from Team Grilling and Chilling, we went down last year and competed. Had a huge time. It was just a time of our lives. We got to meet and greet a lot of different teams. There are going to be 98 teams down there this year. People from everywhere, from Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Iowa, Texas. The list just goes on and on and on and on. You've got some huge names in the barbecue industry there this year. I mean, it was huge last year. Pitmasters was there last year. This year, like I say, 98 teams. I've got the list here in front of me. We will be going over that in a few minutes and talking to Beverly Crossan. She's one of the event organizers. Leslie Mark, and also Jamie Osborne from Notorious P.I.G. He's going to be calling in with that Dynamite team right there and just give us a little lowdown on what's going to happen, what's going on. We want to take some callers from hopefully the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue group. We've advertised the show a little bit on that site on Facebook. Hopefully we'll have some of those teams calling in tonight. We look forward to talking to them also. Let me take this call right here. They've been on hold. Let me see if I can get them on and see who we have.
Hey, it's me. It's Daryl, man. I'm so
excited. Hey, man, what's going on?
I'm so excited about this barbecue cruel duel that I was there last year that I just wanted to listen in and listen to the organizers and everybody.
Well, I'm telling you, we're gonna get them all on here just shortly. I can't wait for them to call in. They're going to tell us all about it. I mean, there is 98 teams there this year, Big D. I mean, last year, I think there was about 84, 86. This year, there's 98 teams. That was their cutoff.
Yeah, that's going to be it's a who's who. You know, really, Tupelo's starting to look like a major.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's going to be one of the. If you know, it's huge. Smoke and Triggers are going to be there again this year. Johnny Trigg. You've got Killer Hogs, Malcolm Reed there, which won the Grand last year. Big Bob Gibson is going to roll in and compete this year also.
Chris Lilly's coming in. Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to, and believe me, I'm going to go in there and hit him up and get a little of that Alabama hospitality like we did at Memphis in May. And you've got Warren County Pork Choppers. McFrankin Boo, Pellet Envy, Rod Gray is going to be there with us this year. QL, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to get down there.
I tell you what now, Barbecue Superstars likes that contest so much that last year, we pretty much named Killer Hogs our barbecue person of the year because of that contest. And because I tell you, it's a fierce contest. There's a lot of power and a lot of big-time barbecue expertise going on.
I'm telling you, you know, you got a lot of bull. They're going to be there. It's just loaded up. It's going to be an awesome cook. We're going down there. You got Southern Cross Barbecue Society boys coming down and competing at. We're just going to have a good time. Gig a little, shig a little. We're going to have a big time, man. That's for sure.
Might look over a few shoulders or something. Just an offer to you. I got a radio show on that Friday night, same calling number and everything, and you can take your phone and call in and be the host and do a radio show live on Friday night if you wanted to, because it's going to be such a big contest with so many names there.
Well, I tell you what, we will try to get something like that going on, and we will make a gallant effort to do a live Friday night there in the house with the smoke rolling at the Tupelo Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel, and that's for sure.
Well, I'm excited. I'm headed down to Florida. We're going to shoot this Big Papa's Battle of Barbecue Junction this weekend, and we're going to hang out with a little FBA action going on. But what else you got going on, Chris? Wow, it's just, man, you got a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Well, we're just going to get in the middle of it and just have a lot of fun. And I think Mr. Blues Hog, Bill Arnold, is going to come down and hang with us a little bit and help us out. We're just going to have some fun and meet everybody. And, you know, they always accuse me of running for governor when I get in big places like that. You know? I don't meet a stranger. You know, I just get in there and start shaking hands and introducing myself, you know. And what better place to do it than a barbecue competition?
Something about shoes or something.
Oh, mercy, I'm telling you. We're just really excited about going and having a good time and cooking, eating some good food, competing some, you know, just talking barbecue. I just can't wait, you know. We just ready for it, just ready for it. Just excited, you know, that's gonna be our first big cook of the year. And I'm just fired up and ready to roll, man, I'm telling you. I'm ready to kick the tire, light the fire, baby, and let the smoke roll.
I want to ask you now, you know, I've been experimenting with a lot of sauces on the website. How's Blues Hog do on ribs? I mean, they shine them up really good, don't they?
They do. They, especially if you take a little of that Tennessee Red and mix it in with a little of original, and it thins that original out a little bit and gives it a good deep rich shine, and it's just hard, you know, it's hard to beat that old sauce. Is just, you know, what can you say about it? It sticks to your meat, and it's a fine sauce, I'm telling you.
But do you have to put any honey on it, or is it good enough without it?
Well, I don't use honey. I don't do a lot of honey at all with that, you know. I think honey counteracts with that. I like to do it without the honey. That sauce is sweet. It's got the right flavor. Got the right flavor profiles. It stands tall by itself. That's for sure.
Okay, I didn't know. I heard 30 teams at a contest. There'll be 25 using Blues Hog. That's just how good it is.
I'm telling you. I mean, well, you know, everybody's going to use a little dab here, a little dab there. That's for sure. Well, I've got a board lit up, a studio board lit up. Let me see if I can take a couple of these callers and see what we've got here and see who we have in queue. Okay, caller 662, you're live with Chris Chadwick. Who we got?
Hey, Chris, it's Leslie Mart and Bev Crozen. with the Tupelo Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel, and we have here with us Jamie Osborne of Notorious P.I.G.
All right. Welcome to the show. You're in the house live. We're glad to have you. We've got a lot of people, I'm sure, ready to listen to the lowdown of the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. I'm excited to have you here. We've also got Daryl Mast on the line with us live. I'm sure he's going to get in and talk a little Q with us. And just welcome to the show. Glad to have y'all.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Well, you know, this is an event that I know I personally look forward to. From last year, when it was over, I was ready to do it again. Do you have anybody tell you that?
Yes, we had a huge positive response last year, and we hope that everybody comes back this year and thinks the same thing.
Oh, I'm telling you, no doubt it's a big positive. It was a big positive force there last year. It was just something that was really nice. It was run just down to the T, you know, dot your I perfectly. I want to commend y'all for that. I mean, I always thought it was a well-run, organized show, and I'm just excited to go back, come back again here in 2 weeks. We're going to have a big time.
Yes, we are. We are, and it's going to be bigger and better than it was last year. So hopefully, you know, we'll have all those I's dotted and all those T's crossed.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you already got them checked, double checked, and rechecked. I just want to know where you're going to put the rest of them.
It's called creative placement. And believe me, we've got all our little piggies in a row.
Oh, I do
oink,
believe
oink.
You. Oink, oink. I hear you. You better be careful. You got Notorious there with you. He might
yeah, yeah.
He might get Notorious on you. You better be careful. Well, you know, there's so much talent here coming to this big venue. I mean, it's just amazing, the list of teams. I've got them right here in front of me. It's just amazing how many teams and from all over the country that's coming. When did you start taking applications for this year? How long ago did you start? Right after the end of last show?
We started taking applications, I believe, in October. Toward the end of October, we put it back up. And we had, I don't know, maybe half a dozen that actually managed to get in at the early bird. So,
right.
Which ended, what, December 15th?
Yeah.
Well, I know usually I'm one of the last ones always. And I know I wasn't the last one this year, hopefully.
No, we had teams calling in hoping they'd gotten in, but they waited a little too late.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, that unfortunately that happens when you have a cutoff number and it fills up as fast as this one did. You know, it's nobody's fault but their own, you know, and you got to get on the stick and get in and get signed up, no doubt. I mean, the talent that's here again this year, last year, you know, Rod Gray, Pellet Envy, Smoking Triggers, Chris Lilly, Big Bob Gibson's, I mean, Hugh Al, Killer Hall.
Warren County Pork Choppers.
County Pork Choppers, that's right. I mean, all these guys, I mean, you know, I mean, there's some serious heat right there, and it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, but we forgot the most talented being that Notorious P.I.G.
That's right, and I wasn't going to mention.
Did you place last year?
Last year, we're very proud of our finish last year. We came in 81st overall. there was 85 teams, so there were four teams worse than us. So, you know, we had
brother,
a good time.
I was down there with you, let me be honest. I was down there with you at the bottom. Hey, we had fun, though. I mean, that's what matters. I mean, I wasn't even going to bring up Hall County Cookers is going to be in the house, but we're going to be there. I mean, we're going to pull up the rear and take care of everybody, no doubt. But we're coming to have fun, and that's what it's all about. That's what these barbecue events are about. And And I mean, it's just, I've just had so many people tell me how excited they are about going. And, you know, on the radio show, they'll call in, or they Facebook me all the time talking about the duel, and just ready to get in and just have a big old time. You know, there's several from the Tennessee Barbecue Association I know that's going to be there. And and for one, I know Troy Fraz, you know, the Fraz man, he's choking in the smoke. He's online, and we're going to cue him in just a minute because I know he's dying to talk.
All right. Well, we're here.
All right. We want to definitely, you know, there's so many things to talk about. We're just excited about you being here and want to talk about them all, and I know that's impossible, but, you know, you've got a dynamite schedule of events set up for Friday and Saturday.
We do. We have some great local entertainment, all local guys, great music. You know, it's all free to the public. Friday, 10 to 10, and then Saturday, 10 to 4. So we're super excited about that.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to be nonstop entertainment. How long? I know it's got to be just an awesome task to line all this up. And, you know, we just appreciate all the event organizers out there, because I personally know what kind of time and dedication it takes to do something like this, and especially to even throw in an entertainment schedule like y'all have is just phenomenal. It's, you know, I'm sure it's going to be nonstop, and my only problem is I'm not going to be able to sit there and listen to it all. I've got too many other things to do.
Right, but hopefully the teens can be a part of and get to enjoy the entertainment, and it's also a great way for the public to come out and take part in this barbecue competition.
Right. I believe that. I believe every word you're saying, because this is just, you know, like I say, you just got it lined up from 10 o'clock that morning to, and it cuts off at 10 o'clock that evening, and I mean it's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different events that one day, the Friday, you know, starts with Bob Ray and ends with the Spunk Monkeys.
Yes, and we have a talent show 3:30 to 5:00, so if locals like to be part of the talent show, so that ought to be pretty interesting in its own right.
Yeah, maybe Fraz's girls will want to come and participate, do some kind of little singing show or something.
Well, I tell you what, we're gonna get Fraz on here. Let's get him cued in and see if we can get Mr. Fraz live with us.
Great guy.
I'm sure he has a lot to say. Caller 931, you're live with us. Who have we got?
Yeah, baby, give a big hell yeah,
dude. Oh, mercy.
What's going on there, man?
Hey, Fraz.
What's going on, guys, ladies? Are you ready for this time next week?
We are ready.
I'll tell you, it just can't get there quick enough.
Fraz, what are you holding that, brother? I never heard you like that.
Yeah, man, just living life and enjoying it.
I'm telling you, I think it's called that barbecue anticipation and excitement for the duel.
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped up. I'm moving.
Hold on a minute. You're breaking up on us. Speak into that phone just a little clearer. Man. Brother, we losing you here. We're going to try to get you back in just a second. Let me do a little magic here and see if we can make it happen.
Troy, if the senator's around, get his phone. He'll get that Washington line going. We'll get you clear.
Huh? All right, let's see what we can do here. Let's see if we can get him in there a little clearer here.
been in hibernation the last couple of months.
There you go. Now I believe you're live and loud with us this time. Come on back with us.
Got me busy in there.
Yeah.
So, Fraz, you bringing the Lang with you? You've got that down, don't you?
Shoot, yeah, man. You can't go wrong when you're doing the Lang thing.
The Lang thing.
Yeah, the Lang thing.
Oh, my gosh. And what is the Lang thing? I'd hate to ask. Is Brad out there with you guys?
You might have to take Brad with you so he puts your meat on the cooker for you.
I'm telling you, Fraz.
It's going to be a little different than it was in Cummins. Now, Cummins was a whole different trip.
You're ready, packed up, ready to roll.
Yeah, the Cummins trip, that was the bonding of the brothers. You know, that was our one-year anniversary down there, so it was kind of a special occasion.
You going to bring the Senator?
I don't know if Senator's going to come. Like I say, he's been in hibernation the last month. Month and a half. Haven't heard much out of him.
Is he feeling all right?
Oh, yeah, he's feeling all right. It's just a senator. He kind of hibernates.
It's
just
cold.
It's cold. He hibernates. Fraz, you missed the big show this past weekend. Hate you wasn't able to make it.
Yeah, we had, I got
to take y'all to the super station there, man. It was cold. We're going to try to get you back in a little louder again. Just hang on with me. Let's see what we can do.
We go.
But Leslie, Beverly,
yep.
Jamie,
yes,
what have we got in store when we roll in, when teams start rolling in, especially ones that didn't compete last year, hopefully they're listening tonight. They didn't compete last year. Give a little breakdown of what they expect when they roll into Tupelo, especially.
Well, I'll do my best at that. When they come into Tupelo, they'll go to the Tupelo Convention and Tupelo. What is it? It's Tupelo Conventions and Visitors Bureau. And they need, which is right in front of the Tupelo Bancorp South Coliseum, and they need to take the northernmost entrance into that parking lot and then head themselves south and pull up to the Conventions Bureau. That puts them in queue for being checked in and then escorted by police escorts.
Whoa.
Ooh,
right.
I know.
That's
we are
right,
big and fancy. We stop traffic to actually escort the teams from the Conventions Bureau all the way around over to the entrance to the actual team location. So teams are treated like royalty when they come.
That's right.
I know we sure felt important with them being in front of us, not behind us.
That is a switch for a lot of people, isn't it?
That's right.
I hadn't thought about that.
That's right. You know, we got to roll down through town. They stopped traffic through the red lights. You know, we felt like somebody that day, and, you know, we were saying as we were going through town following the escort, you know, we sure are happy they're in front of us and not behind us.
Amen. So we'll be doing that. Registration starts on Thursday, 4 o'clock. Ends thereabouts at the Convention Bureau at 8. I have heard from a couple of teams that they're actually getting in a couple of minutes a little bit later, but I told them I'd get them in. That's just a rarity. We'll be getting them loaded in. Everybody knows who was here last year. We've got a pretty tight location, and so we have to queue folks in zones. So we just need to ask folks that as they come to be patient, especially if they've made any special requests or have any special items at their site. For instance, we have some teams that have requested an upgrade for electrical service, so that puts them in a specific location.
Right.
So the queuing can be a little bit different for those editors.
That's right. So, Franz, if you're listening, you're going to be in the high rent district this year.
I was last year. I mean, I was
writing
the ticket things last year.
And I'm actually trying to get you back in that about same spot.
Hey, that'll be cool with us, you know. We're coming in redneck style this time, though. We ain't coming in the camper.
Okay. You got the girls with you this year?
Say that again?
I said you got the girls with you this year?
Oh, yeah. They're it hits just right because we're on spring break up here in our school system, so they're... And I'm going to leave probably Thursday, right, and come down, and then they're going to get up Friday morning and leave and come down.
Very cool.
That's one thing about the barbecue duel that we always talk about, barbecue competitions, and what a family-oriented environment it is. You know, Fraz is bringing his daughters. My 10-year-old daughter's coming with me, and she's fired up and ready. She's ready to cook, ready to come and see it all. And, you know, it's a safe environment for the kids.
We also have a special children's area, and then we're going to have a St. Patty's parade on Saturday morning, 11:30. So there's lots of activities for the kids to be involved in.
Man, that's a big thing that, you know, y'all just got this down to a T. Perfect.
And because of Fraz, we're having breakfast Saturday morning,
wonderful,
6 o'clock for the teams at VIP at the hospitality tent, the team hospitality tent.
Man, that's awesome. That's the way to do it. Well, Fraz, you did something right. You know, we were right down from Fraz last year.
Well, and we're also going to have those special blueberry donuts from Connie's Chicken. That was a special request from several teams.
Well, them was a bomb, I'm telling you.
They were fire.
They're incredible.
I tell you what, D-Man, I will try. I'll try my best to get one. Keep it fresh for you, the way you can expect.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, everything y'all do is really appreciated. I mean, you just go the extra mile. I just want to say this. You go the extra mile and you make all the teams and the people there feel special. I mean, you treat everybody exceptional. And that's one reason I was just so impressed. You know, once I come down to Tupelo last year, that was like a stepping stone for me. That's where I had met Daryl Mass, the Barbecue Superstars. We did a live remote Friday night. We're going to do one this year. I'm going to do a live Barbecue Superstars remote Friday evening, so maybe we can get a few teams on the air and just...
Hey, we're in.
All right. There you go. That's all right. You know, we'll do that. Just have a good time. And the only thing is, I don't know when we're going to get to do any cooking.
I know. Well, you know, that's one thing we kind of do. We do more drinking than we do cooking. We'd like to have a good time.
Yes, I know it.
On time and everything. But,
Miller Lite. That's what he's drinking.
We're sponsored by them, actually.
That's awesome.
Hey, I'd like to invite anybody in town. We're a bunch of local guys, a bunch of bankers, insurance salesmen, CPAs, and we'd love to have anybody that's coming in from out of town to come by our tent and try to show them a good town. You know, we are the hospitality team. Love to invite anyone that'd like to come by and visit us and tell us who you are, and glad to share, have a little food, fun, and fellowship. So we're really looking forward.
That's what it's all about, Jamie. You said it just right. Guys, this is Jamie Oscar of Notorious B.I.G. is in the house tonight. He will be competing there in Tupelo at the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. if you're just tuning in with us, we have Beverly Crossan, Leslie Mark, and Jamie Osborne of the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. Jamie is actually a competitor there this year with Notorious P.I.G. We can't wait to get there, have a big time. He just sent an open invite out to all the teams, so he's going to be busy this year in the hospitality.
We like to socialize.
I did kind of hear that he was saying, hey, come on over and have some free beer.
That night we're going to be hosting a lot of local people, you know, clients of ours, friends, anybody that we know, we've all invited to come out because we feel like this is such a great event for the city of Tupelo and for the Link Center, and it just does so much for us as a city. Like I said, we are a bunch of local businessmen who just kind of get together and get crazy. That's actually the only weekend of the year our wives let us let loose a little bit. So we like to, like I said, we're the hospitality state, and we really, really like to roll out the red carpet and welcome anyone to our city. We like to call ourselves the ambassadors for Tupelo. So, like anybody that's coming to the event, please stop by and see us. I apologize on the front end that some of our guys, they like to get a little crazy, but we have a good time. And one thing we're real proud of this year is we're unveiling our new grill.
Ooh.
And it's like I said, it's kind of a neat story. We have time for this. I don't know how many people remember back April 27, 2011, the town of Smithville, which is just a little east of southeast of Tupelo, completely wiped off the map by a tornado. And we actually had a local guy here in Tupelo build us a grill. And he looked for us. We told him what we wanted. And he actually got on Craigslist and found a grill. And not a grill, but a tank that was actually in Smithville, Mississippi, the day the tornado hit. And it was found about 60 miles east in a guy's field. So we have named our grill the Tornado. I'd like to invite anybody to come by and see it. It's a really nice grill that we had custom built. Like I said, we're just a bunch of good old boys, like to have a good time. And really just, you know, show what Tupelo has to offer. And also just one little plug, our team. I don't know how many social media fans you have out there, but we are. We have a Twitter handle. And it's BBQ Notorious PIG. So we have a couple hundred followers right now that follow us pretty closely. We tweet from time to time, but leading up to the event, we tweet a lot, and during the event. So when we set out and started this team 3 years ago, we're hoping that we could possibly get on a national syndicated show. And
one that shall not be named, right?
One that shall not be named, maybe called Pitmasters. But we made the cut last year. We were on there for, I think, 0.5 seconds. They glimpsed over us. We got a sign that said, if you have your DVR, you pause it. You can see us there. You can see our whole team, kind of the atmosphere and what's going on. And like I said, we're hoping that we maybe get some good pub and get some people to come by and see us. So that's our plug for the team. We like to have a good time.
Well, that is all right. That is what it's about. You know, when we have a good time too. You know, that's a great story about that smoker, your new grill. I can't wait to come check it out.
Yes. We got two fish cookers on the back too. So we're all purpose.
Man, that sounds like a cooking machine. We can't wait to get in there and
check
it out. It's time to let the smoke roll. I'm telling you, you know, last year, we cook on a custom built pit, and last year, Fraz, he was about two cooks out up from us. And we had Prez, you can chime in on this, but I don't know what time was it, middle of the night, and he said he could see a big glow down at the end of the where our tent was, where our cooker was. And he said he could see a big glowing fire, so he had to come down there and make sure nothing was on fire. We had that pit rolling, and we had to get it fired up.
Storm was already coming up.
Were you over there on the other side of Mick?
No, yeah, I was down from. Yeah, I was down in the corner, back in the back corner back there.
He was on the same row as Lang. Lang headed up the row, and he was the end of the row.
That's right. Lang was in the front, and then I think you had Mick, and then you had Troy. Yeah. Then you had another team there, and then we were down there on the end.
Yeah, I was sure hoping Mick was coming so he'd bring some more apple pie with him.
Apple pie.
I guess
so you
had
apple pie.
Yeah,
apple pie.
Every that.
Apple pie and hot
dogs. Yeah, you may not remember that.
That was damn good apple pie now. I'm here to tell you.
You love your country. You got to love moonshine.
Did we just say that on the air?
I hope our hospitality tent has some of that. Maybe they will.
Well, we might see if we can work out something. Like I said, we'd like to show everyone a good time.
No, I'm telling you, I don't think we can get our steel cranked up quick enough to put out some bad stuff before we come down.
How long does it take to make that stuff?
Who knows? It doesn't take that long, I don't think. I think they
coming
have to
down to Tennessee. Pick us up at one of the local establishments up there and pick us up some popcorn. He makes some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, we get some popcorn shots. Yeah.
Hey, is this
I'm
a barbecue
sure
show or a moonshine show now? Get
well,
back
you know,
on
that
track.
Old shine show. That old shine show has good ratings, so as long as as long as we have some of those ratings, we'll be fine, I'm telling you. So from moonshine back to barbecue.
Okay,
let's see.
Ice again this year.
Wonderful. Wonderful, free ice, and tell us about all our cook categories for Friday.
Okay, so for our ancillaries on Friday night, we've got wings cooked your way, and it doesn't matter how you choose to cook them.
Right.
It's in the grill or in a fryer, whatever it is, cooked your way. It has to be cooked on site. We're going to give approximately 5 pounds of wings, and this is...
How many do we got?
You need to turn in about 5 pounds if you don't mind.
That's what
you know,
I
have
had
a few people that have asked me that. But the whole point of the wing ancillary is to get our sponsors involved in this competition. So they are actually going to be the ones that are judging the wings and the salsa ancillary on that Friday night. So that's why we need to make sure that the teams do turn in about 5 pounds. It's about taste, not how they look. I think right now I've got about 41 teams that are participating in wings, and there are cash prizes associated with the ancillaries.
And so, it's not too late to sign up. If you haven't already signed up, you can shoot an email. TupeloBarbecue@gmail.com and add those ancillaries to your, it's a no charge, add those ancillaries to your registration.
We also have salsa. That's our other ancillary for Friday night. And what we're requiring for that is 64 ounces, which will give you 2 32-ounce cups to fill up. And so that's the other. And obviously, if you bring that already prepared or however you do that, just hopefully it's your own recipe. Somebody's not going to pour it out of the paste jar.
Surely nobody's thought about that, just pouring it out of the jar.
But, you know, there's...
We just wanted to find fun and different ways to get our sponsors involved because we recognize in order to have a great barbecue competition, we need bigger and better sponsors, and the more you get them involved and have a passion for barbecue, the better we can have our competition can improve year after year.
You know, that is so true. How hard is it? I know how hard it is, especially for teams to acquire sponsors. How hard is it for you as an event organizer to actually get a sponsor on board?
Well, we have sponsors from, we have a couple of sponsors from the very beginning who are just very passionate about barbecue. Budweiser, for example, Gibbons Creative Group, Miss 98, who support the Link Center and have been sponsors from the very beginning. And this year we have a few more sponsors, but we hope, we would love to find a big corporate sponsor. And it takes a lot of pressure off the organizers and the barbecue committee when you have a big sponsor and help recoup some of the expense.
Oh,
that's absolutely true. It's amazing how many working parts there actually are to putting on an event like this. It's big. There's not only the competition going on with the barbecuers that we have to make sure we have everything to make their stay comfortable, make sure that they have everything they need to be successful. Then we have the whole festival up front, and the music and the food and the entertainment and safety. It's just, there's a lot of
permits and
insurance.
Right, and the sanctioning portion and the judges and the, I mean, it goes on and on and on. So
it does take a lot in order to make all of that happen. You have to have sponsors, just like a lot of these teams go out and they find sponsors to help them finance it. And so it has been, it's been a challenge. We approached this year a little bit differently, trying to offer more marketing opportunities for those sponsors so that they're really getting their names out there and so that the public can see how they are supporting Link Center and the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel.
Man, that's just, that's amazing. You know, just a lot, you know, there's a lot of people that go to barbecue dump and has no idea, have no idea at all what undertaking it is just to plan one, let alone bring sponsors on board and schedule events. And line up everything that needs to be lined up. How many judges, how many KCBS CBJ judges do you think you're going to have?
142.
Man. 142 judges.
142 sanctioned judges, and you have master judges, table captains. We make sure every table has new judges, experienced judges, table captains, so everyone has a very... that the competition is very fair.
Right. Man, that's a whole team right there. And they come from everywhere, don't they?
From all over the U.S., that's correct.
Man, that's just, you know, that's amazing.
As far as sponsorship goes, you know, one thing I see about the Tupelo event is got the Houston Lion Shock show, which is already over, and you never hear any noise about it, and they quote that as a major, but it looks like to me Lakeland, all the top teams come out, measure themselves, and then Tupelo, National Barbecue Cup, had one team less than you did last year, and Tupelo's turned into a major competition as well, and national attention, you know, when all them teams come together like you've got at your venue, it draws and garners national attention. So any sponsor that you put in there, you can put down, I mean, first half of the year, this might be the premier event to KCBS. And, you know, sponsors put their stuff in there, it's going to garner national attention, especially around the barbecue world. But, you know, barbecue superstars want to commit to really promote your event because, you know, as you know, last year, that was such a major event, Killer Hogs won it. All year long, all I could think about, you got Championships Row right down the center of your event, and I'm talking about every champion in the country. They ain't playing at this contest, and Killer Hogs won it, and it was something that stuck with me all year. And without hesitation, you know, you need to tell your sponsors that first half of the season, Tupelo is the number one KCBS competition in the country without without a doubt, without any hesitation, absolute number one.
Well, thank you. That's just amazing to hear and to know that other people feel that way about this competition.
That's right. You know, from a cook's point of view, I think it was just, you know, I just can't compliment you enough on how it was run last year. That's why we want to come back and do it again, and we want to come back next year and do it. You know, we want to stay with it as long as it's running. You know, and if you keep running it like it is, it's just going to continue to get larger, and you're going to have to add on.
Find a new spot? I don't know what we're going to do.
You're going to have to close
Main Street. Put them right through the center of town.
That's right. Close down the road.
Well, it's a good feeling to have. It really is. You want to know that all your hard work and volunteer hours is going to something great. So.
Well, they definitely are, and I do appreciate volunteer work because I do quite a bit of it myself, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of work. And the thing about it, a lot of times is you don't get as many thank yous, but if something went wrong, they would recognize you a little more then.
Isn't that the truth?
They
only remember the negative, it seems to me, at times.
You know, well, that's why we wanted you on here tonight, because it's all positive on this show. Barbecue Superstars represent positive barbecue teams. That's what it's about. We don't want to hear any bad. We talk good. That's what it is, you know. And I just, like I say, I can't say how much I enjoy it. My daughter's coming with me this time. We're just looking to have a big time. We're in it for the long haul, and we sure appreciate all the hard work you do.
Thank you. And we appreciate y'all and everything that y'all do, too. I mean, if it wasn't your passion, we wouldn't have the event to begin with.
And we love it because we build a rapport around the teams, and we definitely look forward each year you guys coming back. We just love all you guys.
One of the questions I want to ask, how can you handle all the personalities and the talent in what area?
That's why we have so many different personalities that are on our committee, so that when one of us is maybe not as well, somebody else is there to step up and can recognize that. And so that's why we have such a great team of volunteers on our committee who have made this thing happen.
Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, Bev's a little afraid of me sometimes. You know, I can
really?
Be a little, Bev, what would you call that?
I don't want to repeat it on the air.
But, you know, we've been doing this now. This is our second year together doing this. And so she knows me, and right. She knows my idiosyncrasies. So she can say, Leslie, it's okay. Not bad. It's okay. Oh, and because I can be a little controlling.
And she's very detailed-oriented, and I see the big picture and how I, you know, in my mind I see the big picture, and I just, this happens. She's, which you need both of those when you're planning something like this. We're a great team.
Exactly.
Our committee.
That's right, exactly. And one of my questions is, what personality handles Fraz?
It's called apple pie. No, I'm kidding. He's great. His whole family was with him last year, and between Skeeter and his wife and Fraz and just everybody, I mean, we just all had a great time.
We did.
That is what it's about, no doubt.
Just got some pictures on y'all's Facebook page for you too.
Oh, gosh.
I just
put a few pictures on the Don't Be Cruel site.
And see, he left us a little present.
He did. And a little gnome that we've had all year long and who's had every barbecue meeting with us. He's in our presence all the time.
Oh, me. You know, he's probably got it buzzed. He's probably got a wireless camera or something in there.
Oh, that gnome could tell some stories. I want to tell you.
That was
weird. I thought it would be cool to actually try and do some kind of scavenger hunt where the prize was to, you know, find the gnome. It still might happen. Who knows? But it was a thought.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good one.
It would be something fun to do.
And if Franz finds it, then we know for a fact that it's been bugged. Oh, man, I'm telling you. That just, the more we talk about it, the more I'm ready to get there and just have a good time.
We're looking at the pictures that were posted. Oh, there's one up there with Mick and who's that in the middle? Mick and Bev and Debbie Brangenberg and Meredith Dees. Whoever the fella was that last year was with Mick, that picture too. There's the gnome. It's on our Facebook page.
It is. Well, let's see if we can get that up. You know, it's Brass, he keeps it spicy for us, no doubt. We're going to have a lot of fun this year.
I've still got 6 months. I'm on probation. I've got to stay cool.
That's right. That's right. You are.
What did you do to get yourself put on probation?
Tell him, Braz. Tell him.
Due to legalities, I'm not allowed to discuss this matter anymore.
Or because of incrimination or what?
No, I don't really know.
Well, Fraz, if you got an agent, we need to talk to your agent so we can find out exactly what the rules are.
Yeah. I just can't discuss that issue.
We'll just take your word for it.
Man.
Well, did you guys know, we closed the doors when we had 97 teams. And I've actually been able to finagle the site around a little bit more. And I think I've got 100 teams. Woo!
Whoa!
Really?
We hit the mark. I think I've got 100 teams. And we still have a waiting list with nine people on it. So they're hopeful to get in. We'll have to see. We hate to see anybody cancel. But, of course, you know, things come up that are beyond our control, that sometimes it happens. So we do have some folks that really are would love to get in. But we'll see. I did manage to squeeze, so we got 100.
Man, that's awesome.
It's got to be the spirit of Elvis. You know, Memphis and Bay, that's where Elvis was at. They got Elvis Boulevard. Elvis grew up there. Both cities are barbecue crazy.
Well, and you need to check out our new Elvis statue in front of Fair Park, which is people come from all over the world to touch his hand and have their picture made with him. It's a really big thing for Tupelo.
Yes. And then, you know, Elvis Presley bought his first guitar up there at Tupelo Hardware, which is right across the street from our venue. And his home is just right down the street. They have a beautiful, beautiful museum and art, all of that, that has recently been done. So that's certainly something to be seen here in Tupelo. There's actually a lot of things that have happened in Tupelo, a lot of pieces of history that have happened right here. You know, some pretty obscure things. For instance, in our area, had the first piece of concrete highway in the state of Mississippi.
Really?
Wow. First TVA city.
Oh, that's right. We were the first TVA city. Does that mean we were the first to get flooded? No, we didn't get flooded.
No.
We just got electricity. That's right. I'm thinking of, oh, brother, where art thou, you know? Who was it that got flooded?
Oh, me.
We just won the distinction. Was it last year or year before last week? The All-American City.
Right.
Third
or fourth year in a row, All-American City.
Yeah. Tupelo, it's pretty amazing what Tupelo, Mississippi is and what it has to offer. You know, I'm not from here. I was born in Ohio, and I was raised in Florida, and I was transplanted in Mississippi. And my family in Florida asked me, they said, when are you coming home? And it's like, what do you mean when I'm like, I am home. I'm not going back to Florida. This is God's country here.
I agree. I'm born and raised.
Yeah. It's the nation's best kept secret.
Well, it's definitely one of the best barbecue competitions I've been to. And I'm excited about coming back. And Tupelo was a great place. And the hardware store, I remember that story last year. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people checking that out.
You tell me.
I did an interview with the hardware man, and I stood in the very place that Nova stood, and they got a plaque out front. And his mother stood there with him, came in to get a bicycle, and they didn't have a bike. I think he was out. So he said he wanted a gun, a .22. And the mom said, there ain't no way I'm getting you a gun. You're not going to get a gun. And so the hardware man, thinking fast, this true story. He said, why don't you buy this guitar? And he said, I don't want that guitar. And his mom said, why don't you get the guitar? I'll buy you the guitar. And the hardware man talked to him and talked him into getting the guitar and handed him the guitar. He put it over his shoulder. And that was the first time. And that's what got, that was Presley started in music. That scenario right there. And I stood there and interviewed him, stood in the very place, got the same case, same racks, the same shelves, and they got the very place that the guitar was sitting. And I tell you what, that was a moment in time for me. I mean, look what happened as a result. Tupelo's got it going on, man.
Woo, yes, we do.
We do, for a fact. It's just a city that a lot of people wouldn't realize that has so much to offer. It's a very nice place. And I really, before I came to Tupelo, wasn't aware that it was as close as it is. It's not but a couple hours away here from me in West Tennessee. Very nice, you know, not a bad drive at all to get there, especially when you're fired up about going to a barbecue competition. I mean, it just seems like you get there in no time.
Very true. And believe it or not, we're only about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes from Memphis, and only about an hour and 45 minutes from Birmingham now that Highway 78's been opened up. So,
you know,
and then 2.5 hours from Jackson, Mississippi, and even 2 hours from Jackson, Tennessee, I think.
Yeah, and
4 hours from Nashville. How far
three
from
and a half
from
Nashville.
Nashville.
So
see, we're a center hub. We should
right.
be the center of everything.
Hey, you also got a good hotel to stay at while you're doing the comp, too. Isn't it right across there?
That's
right.
One of them. We on our website, you can see that there are three hotels, I think, this year that are given special discounts if you note that you're coming in for the barbecue.
And they still have
Inn, across the street. I think it's actually sold out. Then we have Wingate, which is about 2 miles, I think, from the site. It's only about 3 years old, so it's a fairly new property. Then I think the other one on the website is the Comfort Suite. I think that's right. And that, again, is a relatively new property. There's quite a bit of hotels here in our area. We have some conventions such as we had the furniture market that happens here in Tupelo, and as well as a lot of other events, and so they really have upped our quality of hotel accommodation.
A lot of
and you still have there's still space, they still have rooms, don't they?
They do. At some of the other properties, our indication today from the Hilton Gardens Inn is that they're actually booked. They're actually full.
Wow.
So if you haven't made your reservations, you guys need to get on the hook and get that done. The Monster Chuck, the Advanced Auto
I'll plug this one for you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we're going to have every redneck in 16 counties in Tupelo that weekend, because while the barbecue competition is going on, right across the street we're having the Monster Truck Rally. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, go to
Penn. Or that weekend?
That same weekend, going on Friday night and Saturday night at Bancorp South.
Two shows, actually, on
I believe
Saturday.
It's 7 o'clock for both of them. So, I mean, if you are bringing your families, there's some entertainment right across the street, you know, for them to get to. It's a great venue.
You can leave. Right. And we actually, for our site, we did a few things that would allow teams to be able to stay on site Saturday night as well. The rigs can be there. They can be there. We'll have our security like
what if you
did.
Don't have a rig?
They can still stay there. So, you know, you can put a little pop tent up, or you can just lay your sleep bag out on the park lawn. Okay. As long as it's in your book area.
Stay in your little area.
That's right. So,
well, that's pretty nice.
You got asphalt. I mean, there's no mud. There's no dirt. This is all clean asphalt. It's cool, so it's not hot. You know, it's cool, so it's not. You know how, hey, in Greenwood, South Carolina, it gets to be 105 degrees, and that asphalt will kill you. But,
oh, I bet it
would.
You know,
it's a nice cool. It's a nice cool temperature. It makes a nice venue. No mud.
True. Jamie was looking on the 10-day forecast, and he said that it's predicting temperatures to be 72 degrees and clear and sunny.
Oh, that's really nice.
You know, it's subject to change.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, our little rip shootout we had this past weekend here in Tennessee, you know, the weather forecast had predicted, you know, it was going to be 40s, 50s. Well, Friday, winter storm advisory snow. And then Saturday, winter storm advisory snow.
And it did snow up there, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And it snowed all day long, all night long and all day long Saturday. And then Sunday, it was about 55 and sunny.
Exactly. Sounds
so,
kind of like what happened here. It was just amazing. I haven't seen weather like that in March in many, many years. We actually had our first beer fest this past weekend. And, of course, it was snowing.
Man.
Tupelo's getting
wooded,
man.
I'm telling you.
I missed that.
To imagine that we had a craft beer festival up here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Jamie, were you in on that?
I didn't get to go. I had prior obligation with some children, and my children, actually. not some random children, but mine. No, I did not get to attend, but I heard it was a great event.
It was a great event.
And they plan on doing it on an annual basis, is what I've heard.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I know Jackson, Tennessee hosts a beer and cigar type show they have every year. It's turning into something pretty large. So, you know, it was a craft type beer, you know, connoisseurs of cigars, and it's a pretty big show.
It is. I think they sold 1,000. I mean, they had 1,000 tickets for sale, and I believe even with the snow, they had almost 900 people show up. So, City did a great job accommodating them. Like I said, with the snow, they ended up throwing up tents for all the people who came out for it and had bonfires outside. I mean, like I said, it was a great event, and everyone that I talked to said it was, you know, they would love for it to come back. And from what I hear on the street is that they're planning on making it an annual event.
Well, that'll be nice. That's something else people can have under their belt and say they're doing. I mean, that's really nice. You know, people enjoy different type of venues like that. I mean, from barbecue, which barbecue draws, I don't know how many, what was your projected number of visitors for the barbecue competition last year? You don't have any idea?
Last year, the prediction from the count, it was between 7,500 and 10,000 people.
Wow.
Man.
I'll say this just as a competitor and being a local guy who lives here. The event was first class. I mean, in Tupelo, I will say this, our city does a great job. Our downtown Main Street Association does a wonderful job with promoting any event. We have Elvis Fest in June, which they usually get some big name acts who come in and do a great job promoting you know, downtown. We have a downtown Main Street. What is it? Down on Main. It's a free concert series they do in the late summer, early fall. They and like I said,
three,
I'm a local.
We get three free concerts. Three or four.
Three or four free concerts
for the
and
summer.
Chili Fest.
Wow.
We have
Chili Fest
festivals, and probably our most famous is the Gumtree Festival, which is Mother's Day weekend, and the big Gumtree Run.
We do free movies. I think there's four free movies that are shown at Fair Park. And, you know, going right along with the movie theme, I'll work into this, are actually going to be showing at the festival a movie, and Ev can help me out here. I think it's by the Southern Food Alliance.
Foodways Alliance. And let me.
And this is a movie about barbecue. And I remember correctly, because we got to see some previews of it, it talks about barbecue in the different regions and how it is different. You know, like I think Georgia does a yellow sauce, and some areas do a red sauce, and some do vinegar-based, and some do tomato-based. And so this movie is really about barbecue, American barbecue. So we're going to be showing that at the event. They'll be in, at the same location where our People's Choice is where this movie's going to be.
Yeah,
running.
It's going to be film scenes, right? They're actually like short film segments, 3 to 5 minutes. It'll be a wide range. It's just really to educate our public about barbecue and what barbecue is all about. So we're hoping that that is another addition that the public will enjoy.
It sure sounds like it. I mean, you know, they just don't realize, a lot of people when you talk and say barbecue, they don't realize how different from region to region to region it actually is. From Memphis style, Kansas City, to North Carolina, to Georgia, to South Carolina, how much variation in barbecue just right here in the southern states. How different it is.
California, New Mexico, and Arizona, too.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's right.
I heard that. You can get some places that cook on them pellet grills.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm telling you, them on pellet grills, they need to unplug them.
Yeah, it's a barbecue contest, not an electricity outlet.
That's right. That's right. I don't think, you know, them old pellet grills.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. From a team standpoint, what makes a great barbecue competition?
Logistics, electric, water, free ice. And I'll tell you what else is golf carts.
Blueberry donuts. Yeah, I'm just thinking, as an organizer, how can you get teams coming back year to year and build, you know, the best of the best want to come back to your event?
Well, you know, the money. You know, they're not doing it for the money, but the money does bring. You know, when you have bigger payouts, you know, that's guaranteeing them to come back. That chance of winning. Not saying they're going to win, but that chance of winning.
Right.
You know, but as far as that goes, when you compete, you love to cook, you love to compete. I mean, everybody's not going for the money, but, you know, that is a big draw.
Sure it is. And, you know, I've got to say that we heard that last year from some people, and so we really took that to heart. And as we determined what our payouts were going to be, some of the comments were that, you know, we would like to be recognized, even if we're in eighth place, because we've worked so hard. And so this year is different than it was last year, because we are actually, there's cash prizes all the way to 10th place in every category.
Why not?
I noticed that.
Jamie said, why not 81st
Maybe
place?
Maybe a small trophy.
Yeah, there you go.
No money.
I hear you, Jamie. I tell you, 81st, second, third, fourth, you know, I'm telling you.
And this year we did a grand champion, a reserve champion, and a third overall. And then 1 through 10 in each category will get something. Cash.
There's cash associated with all of those prizes. So we're really hoping that more teams will be able to at least have some recognition and receive a little bit of something, if not, you know, the grand. Hey.
Right, right. Well, I mean, if you get a call at this event, you're doing something. If you get a call in this event, I mean, you're somebody. I mean, it's going to happen, you know, because I mean, the talent, the teams, the number of teams. I mean, it's just huge. And it's going to be an honor to get a 10th place call. It's going to be an honor to get a 25th. You know, I mean, it's just a large venue, and it's. But us as barbecuers, competitors, we go because we love to cook too. You know, this is a function for us that we love to do. And personally speaking, I'm going because I had a great time last year. And I'm ready to come back and have a better time this year. I'm just excited about it.
Well,
but for our listeners, let me give a big shout out our number for all our listeners. I've gotten some texts and stuff. They need the number to call in. The number to call in tonight, guys, is 347-202-0263. That number again is 347-202-0263. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Just call in. We've got some more callers. Let's see if we can get these callers in queue and see who we have here.
Let me throw something else out
looks
there.
Looks like my partner in crime here, Mr.
I'll tell you something else that'll make teams come back.
Grilling and chilling, a.k.a.
What's
Goob. You're on live with us, Goob.
What's going on tonight, man?
Hey, how you doing tonight? Glad to have you.
Who we got here? We got Beverly. We got...
Leslie, who we're talking to?
Jamie. We've got Jamie from Team Notorious P.I.G. also. And I've got another caller. Let me get them in queue here. I just seen that pop up. And I believe this is going to be Team Power Force, Keith Webb. Keith Webb, you live on with us also.
All right.
Welcome to the show, guys. We've got a great show tonight. We've got some awesome people here that have got together a huge organized barbecue competition, the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel, right there in Tupelo, Mississippi. It is a KCBS event. They officially have 100 teams competing this year. Some of the
woo-hoo.
Top names. I know what that is, a woohoo.
Woohoo.
It's
going to
be excited. That's right, girl.
We're going to give a big Daryl Mass. Hell yeah, on three. One,
hell
two,
yeah.
Three.
Hell yeah.
All right. But we're having
so
a good time.
Are we going to get the police escort again this year?
I was telling them earlier, that police escort, it's nice to have them in front of us, not behind us, ain't it, brother?
That's right. But listen, when we come down last year, we rumbled in there, and I didn't know what to expect and everything. And I'm telling you, of all the cooks I've done last year, and I cooked like 19 events, and when I come in there last year, y'all took better care of us and loved on us and made us feel like we were part of the show or we were the entertainment and stuff. Instead of, you know, most people, they invite us in, and then they're done with us. Once we're there, then they're done with us. And y'all took care of us all weekend. It was just awesome. The police escort was awesome. I felt like I was a prisoner, rolled into town, come into Tupelo, and y'all took care of us. I mean, I can't explain it to you enough how much, and that's why I'm back again this year. I'm probably not going to ever be able to. Now, I ain't going to say ever, but I'm not going to be able to compete with the top-tier teams, you know, top 10. Hey,
top
y'all
eight.
Just made us feel so good. I'm willing to come back because you treat us good. You know.
Well, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. What was your favorite part about the competition?
Well, I just, now who am I speaking to? This is Beverly?
This is Beverly. Bev?
Okay, Beverly. Keith Bronner, Grilling and Chilling.
Grilling and Chilling, okay. Grilling and Chilling.
Yeah, yeah, See, last year we were grilling, chilling, Hawk County style, and it's Chris. So, I mean, yeah, and I've been on back and forth with you this year. Now y'all come in, and when we come in, lots of times, like I said, when we come in town and stuff like that, and people, they call and I talk to you five or six times, not you, I'm saying the other venues, they talk to us five or six times. Once they get us committed, we're in. Then they come in, they come by, and they check me in, they get my check, and then they send me over here and they park me, and I never see those people the rest of the weekend. Y'all took care of us. You brought us out. I personally seen y'all come by last year. Everybody seen you come by on the golf cart three or four times, stopped at our place and asked us if we needed anything. How's everything going, guys? And that's awesome. You know, and the police escort through town made us feel like we were in y'all's home. And when we went by, everybody looked at us and stuff. I mean, you treated us like royalty. And, you know, that's why y'all got 100 teams this year. And that's why
Well, Keith, I got to tell you, it was probably me and my big butt that was in that golf cart. This Bev will tell
you.
But I wasn't I was not giving up my golf cart last year.
But you know what I'm saying? That's why some of these other places, the economy's not got any better this year, and money's getting tighter. And if you're not on a big budget or stuff, a big time budget stuff, but that's why y'all are full, and some of these other venues are not going to fill up. And I don't, you know, because y'all treated us. I feel like, you know, who wants to be a star or something like that? You brought us in, you set us up and say, you know, we're gonna cater to y'all, and now it's up to you. And most of the time we just get left alone, you know, and, you know, you get in your truck and you spent $300 on entry fee, you spent $400 on the food, you spent $200 on driving down, and other than the 2 weeks before when you talked me into entering, you know, you don't ever hear from me. And see, y'all took care of us all last year, and that's absolutely why my wife and I are coming back this year.
Well, we love that. We're so happy. We kind of, you know, we are about hospitality, and we look at it like you're coming into our living room. You're on our sofa,
right.
And we just want to have a good time. You come in, and you spend the weekend with us, and you leave thinking you can't wait to come back.
Right. Well, you treat us like guests. Like if I was coming to your home, and you invited me in, and then you just didn't come in and see me. You took care of me throughout the evening and stuff, and had a great time, and always would want to come back and do y'all's show.
We're glad you're coming back.
Well, I tell you what I want. I tell you one thing I want during the competition this year is I want a golf cart.
You're going to have to fight me for it.
Well, I want one too.
Ben's got to fight me for it.
I mean, you know, we will be doing a little media coverage there Friday night. So, I mean, I ought to get a press pass or something, and I want a golf cart.
Maybe you'll just get a chauffeur. I'll have to figure out how to, we'll rig the camera up on the side of the golf cart, and I'll...
There you go.
I'll drive you around.
Chris, are you and Daryl going to do something Friday night?
Well, we will be doing, I believe, we're going to have a live remote Friday evening, yes.
Well, that was awesome. We've done it last year, and I didn't know if y'all were going to do that, but that'll be awesome.
If you help him out with a golf course card, he could do a lot more interviews on the radio.
He needs to bring one, too.
Oh.
He could bring one. We would let him ride his golf cart around.
Who's he doing?
There you go.
Well, I'll see you big time. I'm sorry, y'all. Don't get mad at me now, but I'll be in Fort Myers, Florida, shooting a television show. And I want to come to yours so bad. I'm on the radio tonight. But I'll tell you another thing that'll make people come back, and I wanted to say this a minute ago. If somebody drives 1,500 miles and they're, you know, early Thursday morning, they pull in, if they can hook up to a water and electric vent, it sure does help them out instead of having a time with Friday at 5 o'clock, you got to hook up to electric water then, and they got to go all that time without it. So early water and electric is a big complaint I hear a lot on contests.
Well, we're fortunate that at our event, the way that I've got it set up is that the moment you pull into your site, everything's there available for you. Now, we don't actually have, you have to have a hose to hook up to the water, but all of the connections, everything will be right there. You'll be ready.
That's
whether
great.
You pull
yep.
in at 4 o'clock on Thursday evening, or whether it's, you know, 5 o'clock on Friday, it doesn't matter.
That means a lot. That sure does. And having electricity that will
that will work. You know, you go to some of these.
That's always the key right there, isn't it?
That's right. As long as it works, hey, we're going to be good. And as long as the water runs, it's going to work.
Yeah. Well, we had just a bit of a hiccup last year in one or two sites with the electric, but we worked that out, hopefully, so that this year we won't even have that little bit of a hiccup.
I'm sure you got it figured out. I mean, last year we didn't have any issues at all. Like I said, I was treated like royalty in it, and that's why, you know, I can't wait to actually get down there. I'm bringing some guys with me this time. It's never been on that kind of competition or that scale of cook or anything that they're really going to enjoy that, you know, because I told them that. So this is the one you want to go to. If you want to see it, because we'll see some ugly. So if you want to see the good and the bad and the ugly, I said, this is good. So we'll see a bunch of ugly for out here.
Well, you know, and that's the way to get them hooked, isn't it? Bring them to a great
that's
event
right.
like this.
That's
where
right. I mean, I'm telling you.
Everybody is
well,
treated
I,
so well.
I went back over the past year and looked at all of y'all's footage and different TV footage and stuff, and it's just cool to kind of maybe the helicopters are flying off and it's, you know, it's News 4 out of Memphis or something like that, and, you know, you see your cooking trailer or something like that, you know, and then, you know, it's a big show when everybody's trying to cover it and everybody's doing, you know, and I mean, hey, that, you know, that's cool.
It is. It's really, it's really cool to be a part of it. You know, that's what we like. That's part of the whole barbecue thing is being a part, and you can get out there. This is a sport that just keeps growing by leaps and bounds. It is a sport, you know, because you have these professional teams roll in with these $100,000 rigs. They're serious time, you know, they're serious. And this is a sport that just keeps growing and growing and growing. But what's nice about this sport is you can take somebody like me to roll in with pop-ups, canopies, and a homemade pit. And,
compete on that same level. Put your money in the pot and go play. You know,
that's right.
That's the cool thing about barbecuing. In the competition cooking series, that's right. You can put your money in, you can go play against the world champion today. You don't have to wait 6 years or 10 years and spend $100,000 to get to that level. All you got to do is spend your money, come to a venue like y'all got at Tupelo, and the world champions are going to be there. I mean, they'll come in for prestige. They want to win Tupelo. You know, I'm hoping I'll win a Tupelo. I win a Tupelo before Myron does. You know what I'm saying? But they're going to be there, and they're going to be there playing, you know. And that's why you can go. You just spend the money, come and play with the world champions at that time.
Website. Who wants to? Well, I know, you know, just what you were talking about, you don't have to have a big fancy rig and all of that other stuff in order to compete. I know that a friend of mine who I've worked with for 20 or 30 years. Oh, God, did I just give my age away? I did, didn't I?
Almost, but that's okay.
Yeah, I started working when I was six.
Hang on, whoa. Yeah,
but, you know, he actually placed pretty high in ribs last year, and he was cooking off of a couple of Weber grills.
Right. And that's what makes the barbecue just not, but all venues. The deal that y'all got going, that, and if anybody's listening to us, and if you've not come to Tupelo, you need to go to Tupelo, because it's right here in our backyard. For being in West Tennessee, to show that size is in our backyard. You need to go. You need to watch, and you'll see there'll be people with their buses. And then there'll be people out there, like I said, with a couple of pop-ups and a Weber. You know, and they're on the same playing field when you get there. What's that?
Right.
And like I said, your buddy, he placed high in ribs last year. Hey, that's an accomplishment. When you're playing this field, I mean, top 25 is awesome.
Dad, you got anything to add to that?
75 people out there, that's awesome.
Yeah, and isn't that amazing, too, when you think about with the KCBS, that it's about taste. In essence, that's it. It's about taste. It's not so much about the showmanship, so that those who don't have a lot.
Yeah, right. It's not a dog and pony show. It's all about the product that you're putting in the plate. And I have people ask me all the time to go do the NBNN cooks and stuff like that. And I just really, I like you know, they call us One Life Wonders, and, you know, we call them the Dog and Pony Show, but, you know, I really like that. You know what I'm saying? You put your best product in the plate,
right,
and it's up to the judges. It's not up to you come by my spot, and I've got three or four girls dressed in bikinis, and they're pulling a barbecue and giving to you, and then you go to this other side, and he's sitting there with a couple of pop-ups and a Weber, and the two judges are sitting at the tables looking back across the street at the two girls in the bikinis, and they're winking and giving thumbs up. Well, what kind of score are you getting? That's a dog.
Right.
But in the plate, I like to be a one-bite wonder world champion. So that means something.
Well,
I didn't buy it. I earned it.
We don't have any meat pullers, do we, Goof?
No. Now, with the boy shooter, with the puller girls, I don't mind them. As long as we're gonna do it on the, you know, hey,
a good idea. We need to look into that.
That's right. Meat
pullers. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't gonna affect anybody's scores, you know, I'd recommend everybody have a couple puller girls.
They're called forkettes.
Yeah.
Called forkettes.
I don't think I'm gonna make it to Fort Myers.
Lord knows we're going to have a better time up here. And see, down there, it's already going to be hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It is. I talked to my mom. It's like 87 degrees already. Tupelo's going to be bright and sunny at 72. Get out of here.
Oh, man. Well, we've got one more caller. Let's see if we can get them in and see who we have here. Maybe they've got a couple questions for y'all. I don't know if we can get them in or not. Let's see. Caller 501, you're live with us. Who we got? Well, I don't think we can get them in.
You know, one of my big plans with Barbecue Superstars is to eventually have the Barbecue Superstars Rockettes. And I've already talked to some dance people around the country about trying to put together a 30-lady squad. There'll be a certain criteria for becoming a Rockette, the Barbecue Superstar, and we're working on that.
Let me know when they get there.
Yeah, Jamie says she can help.
Like
it won't be. It won't be just for years. There won't be no herd of no Rockettes anymore. It'll be all Fuller girls.
You know,
we'll have to have an application for that and put them on stage.
There you go.
You know, I'm trying to get Fraz back in. His phone went dead. He's sending me messages. I'm trying to see, read what's in. And he wants me to ask. Wait a second before you ask her.
You better read question that first. Don't read it out loud. Read it first before you say it. Just in case.
Oh, it's all right. He wants to know, are we allowed to burn wood? That's what he's asking. Are we allowed to burn wood?
What? Well, what else would you burn?
I tell you what.
A fire ring. A fire ring.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He cannot start a fire on the asphalt. That would not be good. Now, if he wants to bring a grill and put logs in the grill and start it on fire, that would be okay.
What about one of those things you buy at Lowe's or Home Depot, the little fire pits that's enclosed with a little cage over the
top? As long as the fire itself is not burning on the asphalt. Yeah. And it was bad enough me having to be out there this weekend painting out all the lines and the old numbers. I don't need to have carrying the burnt up.
Well, we thought we had wash away paint because the can said it would. What is?
Yeah. Here's a lesson for those people who want to have an event like this. When the can says temporary athletic field marking paint, the only reason that it's temporary is because the grass grows and you mow it.
Yes.
No.
And it did not wash away.
No.
So that's just a wonderful lesson learned.
We've learned we have lots of lessons we've learned.
So now what's the fix?
I got out there and I painted it all this weekend.
But do you have to scrape it back off now?
I bought the correct stuff. So I'll be able to spray paint over it with the correct stuff that will wash away.
All the old stuff has either been painted over or pressure washed.
And we will be marking parking lots this weekend for anyone that wants to head to Tupelo and just have a little fun.
There you go.
For the barbecue, you can come help us.
So you're going to get to paint the parking lot?
Sure, come on. I can use all the help.
Can we write our name? Can we write our name from the sky with a helicopter? Can your name, write it on the parking lot?
You could. That would be very awesome as a prelude to the barbecue duel. You have the helicopter or the airplane that can do that?
Well, have you ever heard of the first crash? That's like the Casey Jones running in a ditch, helicopter dives into barbecue trailer or something.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, mercy. This has been a lot of fun. I'm just having a good time. I'm sure glad y'all called in. We just had a good time and learned a whole lot.
Well, we're so super excited to think about we're having 100 teams from all over the nation. I don't even know what I'm saying. And 140-some sanctioned judges, and the locals are super, super excited. We've waited all year to, make this bigger and better, and we just hope everyone comes out and has a great time.
I'm sitting here thinking about that because I know you do have that bigger draw. I mean, 100 teams are, Have you ever been, Beverly, have you been down to the Jack?
I have not. That's one of our, Leslie and I would love to be a part of that. No one's invited us, ever.
What I'm saying is that they do a march on Friday afternoon of all the teams, and they fly their colors or bring a flag and stuff, and they fly their colors. And that would be awesome, kind of a set of venue like y'all got right there where we're all still on concrete and everything. It would be, when you go over there to the plaza where we do awards and stuff,
right.
It would be awesome if you could do something like that and let the teams walk with their, call it colors, but walk with their flags and stuff like they
do.
Oh,
that would be so cool.
It would be. And I was just sitting here, what made me think of that is you were talking about all the teams and representing all the states and stuff, representing
right.
and stuff, and that would be awesome. If you could maybe put, of course, we can't do it now, but I mean, next year something.
But maybe next year, we're
Friday
always looking for bigger and better, things to make it a little bit, stand out above the rest. So that's a great idea.
I'm going
to
bring my flag
this year. Teams meet in Tupelo and let's get the crowd out there. Y'all get a crowd out there. You get the bands coming and everything. But it's like teams meet Tupelo or Tupelo meet the teams. And let them do a march around there and stuff. And, everybody's got their banners and stuff, and they put them on sticks or whatever, and they walk, That would be awesome.
I love that idea. I love it. Yeah, she's wrote that down so that we can look something like that. Well, listen, I have a question. Earlier on, somebody had made the comment about our, quote, miracle mile, how we had those teams that have – are some of the top teams in the nation that they were on that center row. Champions row, I think, is what y'all called it. So in doing this site layout, are those spots along that road, are those more desirable than some of the spots
Absolutely.
On the inner circles?
Or are you going to start charging us for them or what?
No, I'm just,
Well, honey, I was over there with them last year. The row that you're talking about, we were right there with them, and that's where I wanted to go back this year. And Beverly, I don't know if you ever got that done or not. But anyways, I wanted to go back over there, it was great to be around and be around those
That's
people.
Your team. Let me take some notes.
Goob, she's not talking about where we were. She's talking about up there where QL and a lot of
people. I know right in front of us right there.
And not on down, yeah, in front of the center.
Ponderosa's parked right in front of us.
Think about that championship row is it gives those teams, because every one of them teams used to back out some big mega sponsors.
Yep.
It gives them a chance because the entrance into the event sort of comes down through that center. For them to display their sponsors, but then on the other side of it, it gives you the chance to really toot your horn about the best in the world are right down center alley. And I don't think there's another competition anywhere, including the Jack, where you had as many high-profile championship teams where people entering the event can walk right down through the middle of them. They can look for cedar sponsors as well as interact with them before they even get into the event. And to me, I mean, that makes you – that's why I gave person of the year for that contest because, I mean, that walk right there is worth, you know, $1,000.
Okay. So that really is what makes that row so much more desirable. It's just because, you know, as you guys get bigger and you have those sponsors. Because, you know, last year when we had Barbecue Pitmasters, we had those spots where they were actually doing the competition. Well, now those three spots are actually open up for teams. And so I'm looking at those as premium spots. So, like, for instance, Killer Hogs, they won our event last year, so we, of course, would consider them a premium team. So, you know, we were going to put them right up there. Would you consider those kind of spots just as important as the ones down the row?
Absolutely. Your past champion ought to have. Now, you know, it's just very novice in the event doing. Chris and I just put on our first comp, and so we're very novice at it. But now your past champion ought to almost be as high as anybody you'll have there. He needs to be advertised and presented as your past champion.
That's the way we see it. Yeah,
I agree with that.
And it's just a little bit bigger, you know what I'm saying? That just makes you want a little bit more. It's the money, it's the prestige, but also if you get to be in that aisle right there, if you're a past champion and you may want to figure this out now, this is something that you look for maybe year after year after year, you may want all your past champions down there. And they can fly their flag or fly their colors. I was a Don't Be Cruel Duel, you know, 2011. I was Don't Be 2012, 2013, 2014.
Fred,
and, you know,
since we're in the low.
Or you get doubles and triples in there. You know, I was, you know, 1 to 3 years in a row or something.
Okay. All right, well, that's a good point, because like I said, I'm maybe not as experienced with all of that layout, but I want to make sure that those teams who have achieved, you know, some really high rankings,
that's right,
that they're recognized,
they deserve it,
for
they
that,
won,
because that
they,
doesn't
they
mean
well, you had them there. You had McFrank and Boo, Q out. You had the best in the country, and
they're all coming
back,
too. We've got eight of the top 25 teams in the nation coming to our event.
You had a 10x10 on that row, and they all walked over there and hung out on Friday night. I don't know if you realized who was in that 10x10, but it was like a power center there, right in that main stretch there. And I'll tell you what, looked over and everybody who was anybody was in that 10x10 hanging out with each other. And you need to take pictures and put that on the front of your website because they don't ever get together.
Right.
It's very seldom you see them all. And that's a huge selling point for your
sponsors. All us guys that cook know these faces. We know these people, whether we've ever shook their hands or ever sat down at their dinner table, they've ever invited us into our office. But we know those people. We know those people by name. We know them by face. So if you could, like I said, you know, when you've got something going on like that, there's 10 world champions sitting in there, NBN, you know, Jack, Royal champions sitting there, hey, that's, you take a picture of that, put it on your front page. I mean, you know, that's what I'm trying to say about Tupelo. Come to Tupelo, you're going to get to see him.
Yeah, you know something else? Chris Lilly, he only competes in Memphis and May, American Royal, the Jack Daniels. You won't see him at 50 contests a year because he won Pork Shoulder Memphis and May 8 years in a row. He's won Memphis and May 3 times, and he actually chose your contest to come to. Said Big Bob Gibson was going to be there. That about blew my mind. I was like,
that's awesome.
Like
that's off
the
chart.
Right on
that's
the
right.
Front of it.
That's right. Made the hair on the back of my neck when you said that. It made the hair on the back of my neck kind of stand up. I mean, that's great to walk with barbecue rolls. You know, if you're there with them and you're cooking, or, you know, or you just come down and look, you're going to get to see them right there in Tupelo.
Where's Chris? Where are they going to be set up? Are they going to be in the center also?
Can you tell me that team name again? There he is, Chris Lilly.
Big Bob Gibson.
Big Bob,
I don't even
have barbecue. You have Big
Bob. All right, let's see. He's not assigned yet, but, you know, as we have these these teams.
Put them over there by Hall County Cookers.
They'll be up
hey, the put Big Bob Gibson's over by Hall County Cookers. That'll be okay. I don't mind.
You don't mind, not at all.
No, I don't mind. No, because we're going to have a good time anyhow. When I get there, I'm going to go introduce myself. So we'll have a good time.
Everybody's welcome at Notorious P.I.G.'s team. We're just a little off Champions Row. We call ourselves Party Row over there where we're at. It's a lot of
where were you last year? Where were you last year, Jamie?
We were lot 78. We were kind of on the outside perimeter of the east side of the lot, in the corner, backed up kind of behind City Hall. Like I said, we had a great lot.
See, we were right there on the west corner.
Great. It was we were right behind, right beside the line of Porta Johns.
We wanted to make sure that they had enough to do, so they had enough to go to.
Yeah, we had ample supply of Porta Johns, and we had our own private one too. So, like I said, if you remember where all the Porta Johns were, we were right next to it.
They were actually, if you think about where all the teams were, they were probably at the northeastern corner. That would be right. The northeastern corner.
And Chris, we set up. We were on the southwest corner as far as we could get away from. I don't know if that was purposely or not, but it worked out.
Well, I tell you, we didn't. Yeah, you know that turn in when you physically fit like Goob and I, you know, 250, 300 pounds. That's
it's a tough.
You know,
run,
we got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes to turn in. You know, we're humping it now. I'm telling you. I think, let's see.
We're gonna name that corner where we was at, like I said, that southwestern corner. That's Christian Corner over there, though. It was nice and quiet. And it, you know, cane raised or anything. That's why I want to go back there again this year. I just want to be able to get some decent sleep some point in the weekend.
Well, I think we've got Fraz back on the line with us. Fraz, you in the house with us?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm not much longer. My phone may die.
All right, well, you back on, so give it to them, man. Let's hear it.
I've got a question for the girls down there in the slow. About the contest. Can you burn wood?
So you can burn wood so long as it's not sitting on the asphalt. So if you want to go to Lowe's or someplace and pick up one of those little raised fire pits, sure. As long as we're invited to participate with you.
Fraz, just bring it down, put it on my pit. You can burn it in it.
Oh, I've got a big pot on mine, too. We've got a newly invented smoker while we're down there this weekend. Going to cook on it for the first time at a comp.
Oh, exciting.
It's going to be interesting how it comes out.
As long as you don't burn the place down, it'd be great.
Do you want me to bring? I've got some special pine wood I can bring down there. That
Oh Lord, here we go with the pine wood.
Oh gosh!
I'll bring some pine and cedar for you.
Have you got any old telephone poles? They burn pretty good.
I might have a little railroad cross tie or something I can bring.
Just some ties, you know, Chris Oak ties. They'll catch right up and burn good.
Well, you guys, don't forget about the train. You know, you'll hear the train a lot.
Absolutely. And well, over there in Christian Corner, I mean, that's the only thing that woke me up was the train coming by every once in a while. I thought, well, you know, there's probably some famous people that jump that line sooner or later.
Put them down there with the no fun.
Did I put you down there?
I hope you did. I hope you put me back in Christian Corner.
I'm sitting over here and I'm speechless because I don't know what I should say on the air or what I should not say on the air.
We only have 5 minutes left. You can say it. It'll be fine.
And
this is almost as good as cable.
Really should not.
Okay.
So,
they are the Bible Belt.
Yes. That's right. You need to remember, we've opened up the door to the new listeners. So we don't want to make anybody feel like they're not welcome. Everybody's
welcome. That's exactly right. Everybody's
welcome.
We
have something for everybody. And so if I have somebody in a location where maybe they're better suited elsewhere, you need to email me, please.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's an equal opportunity venue.
So I mean,
she likes to put all the derelicts all in one corner over there, kind of over there next to us.
I actually did that on purpose.
She puts you in the back corner, Jamie.
Yes, yes, but that's by request. We don't want to offend anyone. We like to have a good time.
Well, I'll be sure to bring you some popcorn Sutton with me.
Hey, if you don't mind, you can only get that in Tennessee.
What is
I'll hook you up with the popcorn.
Oh, okay.
It's
so somebody has to bring the popcorn.
Liquor.
And somebody has to bring the apple pie.
Apple pie. Well, you know how to make apple pie. You just add some apple juice with it, and you got it.
Apple cider.
They just insisted as they handed me the pint. They insisted that it was moonshine, and after I drank half of that pint, I still insisted that there was no alcohol in that thing. So
that
I got
one point.
Was that the next day you insisted it wasn't? Or?
Yeah, it was. It was quite tasty. We moved to Puerto Rico. Oh, we
did. Just flat tape. Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
We had a great time.
It is fun. It is. It, you know, we cut up, have a big time here, and when we get to the barbecue comp, we even cut up more and have a bigger time, and it's all in good friendly fun, you know. And we just have
a big time. We've worked really hard all year for these teams to come in and have a great time, and we've worked hard, and we just want to have a great fun weekend, and everybody have a good time, and want to come back the following year.
That's it.
Well, you got it done last year, anyways.
We've got a lot to live up to, don't we?
You
That's
do.
Right. Y'all done
you've already,
awesome
you've already set the standards. You've already set the standards, and now you can't vary from them. You just got to make it bigger and bigger every year. And I believe this year is going to be bigger than last year.
And we
actually see Tupelo being the Invitational or something. You know, I mean, y'all going to have a full house this year. I mean, everything will be full.
Hey, isn't that a wonderful thought?
I can see maybe in the future. Well, it's y'all just right in the right mix of a lot of barbecue. You got it first, you know, the right time. One of the first cooks for like the Tennessee and Kentucky bunch, and to kind of get out and do the cook and flex their muscles and stuff. So I mean, you got it a great time. You got a great location. You got it. The venue is awesome. So I could see. You know, I don't know how that works out, but. I see where it almost be like an invitational thing for long.
From your lips to God's ears.
It will be.
Hey, put me back in Christian corner and I'll talk to him again.
I was wondering if anybody was going to pick up on that. I got nothing.
Put me back in Christian corner and I'll put a good word in for you.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
I know exactly where he was.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do, we'll just meet over there Friday afternoon, about right after the cooks meeting. We'll all take a knee and circle up, take a knee, and then, you know, it's kind of like a thing. Then we'll put our hands in the middle and let's break and get it out.
Right.
There you go.
We'll ride in the golf cart, and then we'll go over to Chris Lilly's booth. It's going to be right next to ours and have a big time.
We will see what we can do.
It has been an honor to have you on the show tonight. We have surely enjoyed it, and we do really look forward to coming down there. I mean, I know I'm excited. I know Goob's excited. We've got some guys coming with us. They're fired up.
I'm bringing a show with me this year. I hope it doesn't get me disqualified or barred from ever coming back. But we're not even going to
comment on his team. It's kind of
but it ought to be fun. So.
Well, Chris, I just want to say on behalf of all of us, thanks for inviting us, and we just
you know, always remember the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel benefiting the Link Center, and we'll see everybody
next week.
Next week it's on. It's time.
It's time.
It's time to kick the tires and light the fires.
There you go, and let the smoke roll, baby. That's what it's all about.
There you go. Happy barbecuing.
All right, thank you very much for calling in. We sure appreciate it. And, Jamie, I'll be bringing you something. So
I sure do appreciate it.
We'll definitely hook up.
All right. I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all for calling in. Do appreciate it, guys.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a good show tonight. We have had some wonderful guests call in. We've had several callers that I wasn't able to get in queue. This board is still not working the way it should, but we had a good show. We do greatly appreciate Leslie Mark and Beverly Crossan from the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel Events Barbecue Competition, and also their guest that was calling in was Jamie of Notorious P.I.G., and we sure appreciate Jamie calling in, too. We've had a lot of other callers. I wish I could thank everybody, but I'm about out of time. So we do appreciate everybody for listening in, and be sure to listen in next Tuesday night. We will have a show on Tuesday night next week. We're helping out Whiskey Bent, so look forward to hearing and talking with you then. All right, this is Chris Chadwick saying good night.